Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, Fruity Alexia fans. One of your two hosts here, Alex Hui. We had some minor technical difficulties this week, but check me out. I managed to salvage the recording. So audio files, you're going to hear that there's, you know, a bit of a difference in quality to our usual episodes, but Fruity Alexia files, you're going to be fine with it. Don't worry. Okay, here we go. Here we are. We still haven't quite landed on a name for our mini episodes, our mini-sodes, the cast-offs, the dregs. Please write in and, you know, help us settle on a name for our little mini-sodes. But we're in one now. We've got to record them. We've set this as a goal for ourselves.
That's right. And we can see that we have listeners from all around the world, America, the UK, Germany even. So
yeah.
If there's a German word that you think particularly would work for these mini episodes, please let us know.
Yeah,
we can figure out if we can pronounce it properly, and that might be it. It might be the one.
Yes, please do. I think there's even someone from Belgium, which is exciting.
Belgium, fantastic. Yeah. One of my favorite places, Belgium.
I was about to say, speaking of Belgium, as if it was a good segue, but actually what we're talking about today is reality TV shows. Speaking of Belgium, you mentioned in, was it episode one, that you've actually auditioned for a reality show, and that caught me by surprise. So I thought we could talk about your experience a bit more auditioning for that show. I'm presuming it's the only one you've done?
No. Oh, we presume incorrectly. You presume incorrectly, old man. No. I've auditioned for a few awful reality programs. I think the first one might have been Australian Idol. Which was pretty flashy. And that was the first series of Australian Idol. And I auditioned for Search for Supermodel, which was a really awful show that used to be on Channel 7.
Yeah, I don't think I've even heard of it.
It's all right. I mean,
clue's in the title.
Two series and over. Yeah.
And how far did you get?
And look, they how far do you reckon? I'm sitting here doing a podcast with you out of my spare room, so I kind of got that far, can I?
But I can see your face over the Zoom that we've got going, and I just assumed you would have done okay.
That is so kind of you, and I needed that today. I appreciate that so much. Thank you. You're quite right. Look, no, I have to admit I didn't do very well in that one either, because that was just walking and posing, and that was it, really. It was kind of
I was going to say, is that literally they just look at you and go, yes, so you don't even sing anything. You just, like you do in, you just you go just, and do a bit of a catwalk.
Yeah.
Do a turn, well, strike a pose.
A friend of mine, wanted to go from high school, and he was like a goth at the time, and, you know, all black and purple and bleached hair and everything. And a whole bunch of his friends were going from the little gothic group of friends that they were. Mm. And so I went along. I wasn't a goth, but I loved them all. I thought they were amazing and interesting, and I still think they are. And so I went along with them. I obviously was so irrelevant because I was just so middle of the pack, boring, beige, irrelevant. But I think a couple of them got on TV and they were made fun of by the narrator of that show. So that was,
good.
I guess, their claim to fame.
Is that what they
but
were
they've
after?
All gone on to be bigger and better things anyway. So fuck Search for a Supermodel, really.
So no one you went with got in?
No, God, no. Can you imagine? I mean, the show was hosted by Jennifer Hawkins. I mean, they weren't looking for average, everyday, plain people. They were looking for Jennifer Hawkins's.
Yeah. Was this in Jennifer Hawkins's goth period as well?
It was. Okay. It was straight after Miss Universe, in the middle of a goth period, just before her mother period. No, you're absolutely right. It was Jennifer Hawkins' goth period. And the other reality show that I was asked to
do, but never.
What did you say?
There's more.
There is more. There's one more that I can think of. The only other reality show that I didn't do, but I was asked to do it, was back in like the early 2000s, there was this dating show, and I can't remember what it was called, but it was on in the afternoons, like at 3:30, 4 o'clock every weekday, which, as you know, is my catchment audience, the same women that like Bold and the Beautiful.
A little bit before the programs that come before prime time.
Pretty much. I must see daytime TV viewing. And it was this reality show, this dating show, where every episode had like one person and three blind, it might have been called Blind Date, I don't know, and then three people had to go to their house, and they went through their bedrooms and their lounge rooms and everything, and then some sort of conversation ensued, and basically they had to decide if they wanted to go on a date with the person. And
based on their underwear drawer.
Based on their underwear drawer. And I was going to be the person. Right. And it was going to be the first gay episode they did. I said that I would talk to them, and I started talking to them about it. And ultimately, I was actually pretty excited, but ultimately I said no, because they wanted to do like add stuff to your house.
Oh, right.
Like to your bedroom and to your drawers. You know, they wanted to add porn and all sorts of different things.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I had no problem with them adding porn. I just had a problem with them adding porn as if I wasn't paying for it. A George Michael poster.
Right.
No. My problem was that it would look like I had to pay for porn. No. Who pays for porn? Nobody pays for porn. So I didn't do it because I really objected to having all that stuff planted.
I mean, last time we were talking about Hyacinth Bouquet and keeping up appearances.
Yeah, right. Now we've escalated.
Jeez, I'm quite surprised. I thought, you know, I would never have been asked, but if the sticking point was just that they were going to stick some funny things in the house, I don't know.
Yeah, but see, at that time I was still a working actor, and I thought I was anyway, and I wanted to still be one. And so I really thought that doing it was going to be a bad idea if they, you know, revealed, you know, a 12-inch mega fist dildo or something out of my drawer. I think it would have been a hard stretch then for me to have joined, I don't know, Neighbours or Home and Away as Beck Cartwright's love interest or something.
We used the words hard stretch there very carefully.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Pretty much. But yeah, so they're the ones I sort of had some interaction with. But I probably would do it. I probably would do reality TV.
Yeah. What have you got your eye on?
If they did a gay bachelor for the regular gay people, I would do it. If they weren't looking for like Sydney alpha gays, fine, I'd do it. But they would only ever do a gay bachelor with, you know, some annoying, painful, obnoxious celebrity gay, or they would do some really, really slick, greasy, oiled up Sydney gay, probably. One of those Oxford Street arc, you know, kind of gays.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I would do The Bachelor, but no. And I'd probably do, I'd do Gogglebox. I'd be great at Gogglebox.
I've actually never seen a single Gogglebox.
Is it good? Basically, what we're doing right now is Gogglebox, but.
Oh, is it?
Not. Yeah.
With a TV show that's not on anymore.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But I would do that. That'd be cool. And I'd probably do some like decorator one, you know, changing rooms. Mm. Only if Susie Wilkes was hosting it again. Just so I could be on TV with Susie Wilkes.
Yeah. It's more about the co-star. But
of course it is. Just so I can share the screen with beautiful Susie. Well, what would you do? You haven't done reality, have you, ever?
No. And I mean, I'm too camera shy. I don't think I'd be picked, you know. The only time I got really close.
I'm not saying you'd be picked. I'm just saying that you'd try.
I haven't tried. I did try to. What's that one that Julia Zemiro does, Rock Quiz?
Oh, yeah.
So I went along to a taping of that and I got through to the final round before they started filming.
That was in the SB in Melbourne, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. So they did a little quiz in the like in the broom closet with about 10 people. And I
sure they did. Quiz, you say?
Yeah.
Quiz in the broom closet.
It definitely was. It definitely was. And then, you know, I got in the top 10 of that, and then, you know,
the
you go on stage.
Top 10 of the broom closet.
Yeah, top 10 of the broom closet.
What an achievement.
Then you go on stage. It's not the first time either. Yeah, and then you go on stage and they do a little, like, practice round to see how you are on camera and stuff like that. And I got right to the end and I drew with this other guy. And I think just out of, they were like, well, we can only have one of you on. And I just went, oh, yeah, look, I'm a bit shy in front of the camera, so why don't I go back to the audience? I backed out of it.
So you gave up at the last minute?
Yeah, I gave up, yeah.
You could have been ABC famous or SBS famous.
Well, yeah, whichever. Yeah, I don't even know which channel that was on. Yeah. Anyway,
It would have meant you would have got to work with Julia Zemiro, which would have been great.
And, I mean, I don't know what. I mean, MasterChef's probably the thing I've watched the most. Great British Bake Off. Really into Lego Masters at the moment, but I think I had an older brother when I was growing up and he was like 4 years older.
You had an older brother. You still have an older brother.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, you know, I haven't called him in a while, so I forgot he was there. Hi, Rory.
Poor Rory.
Yeah, poor Rory. Yeah, but, you know, when, I don't know, because I was the younger child, you just see the older brother making much more complicated Lego things and you get I think it knocks your confidence out, you know?
Do you think so? Lego does that to you as a child.
Yeah. And so if I was to play with Lego now, you know, it would just bring back all these childhood things of
trauma,
you know, inferiority.
Lego trauma.
Yeah. But the one I've been watching recently, have you ever watched this one, Forged in Fire?
Never heard of it. What is that?
So imagine MasterChef, but instead of making food, they're making swords.
This sounds so fucking painful. I can't even tell you how boring I am. I'm so bored already. Don't even go on.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
you would hate it so much.
For the rest of this mini episode. People in Germany, don't waste
Forged in Fire,
time.
It's great. They have to make a sword or an axe or a blade of some kind. And
grief.
I've watched, give me it's strength. Always... Four new, well, that'd be a good way to win. But it's always four new contestants each episode and they do three challenges basically. And I've watched
sounds
about five.
A piece of shit.
It is really. I mean, it's one of these things.
To put yourself to sleep?
No, it's just to fill the time, fill the lonely hours. But it's so, like, it's so. Like, it takes itself so seriously. Like, it's got this really heavy music and rah, 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 and the judges are looking for if their blade can kill and if their blade can cut. And it's always the contestants. Like, I've watched about five episodes. There's four new ones each time. And I reckon two of them are in it because they're into, like, historical, you know, let's dress up as elves. and then all the other contestants look like serial killers. So I think, you know, painful. I'd love to have a go at that one.
And so which category do you fall into? The part of the contestants that look like elves or the part of the contestant that look like a killer?
Well, I'll leave that one up to you. Let's move on.
Well, that sounds like possibly the world's stupidest, most painful reality television program, but I appreciate that you like it.
It's the best thing I've seen since Ninja Warrior. Anyway.
Oh, that, what a fucking waste of television programming that is. Good grief. I mean, that show is literally, oh, I can't even tell you. It is like, fuck, it's like the missing link between ape and caveman and human. And that's pretty much what that show is about. It is a bunch of sweaty, grimy, grunting people. And that's just the hosts doing, you know, tasks and different things. It just seems so fucking stupid. I mean, fine, whatever. Cool. Go on. Good luck to you. You can jump across the foam, play a gym, whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking take me to McDonald's. I'll show you how to do it.
If they're the missing link, I think Forged in Fire contestants are about three steps back in the other direction. It's probably enough rabbiting for now.
Probably is enough.
Have we rabbited on enough? Yeah.
Yeah, I think
is there anything we need to tell people? I think we need to plug the episodes. They drop every Friday, don't they?
They do drop every Friday. People, tell your friends. People all around the world, tell your friends. New episodes every Friday.
Yeah, and we've got an Instagram as well. And
we do, at Fruity Alexia Podcast.
That's it. And not only is it the place to see some wonderful media productions that's in the form of a photo or a reel, I don't know, but you can also DM us there and tell us how much you love the show. And if you go to the link in the description of this podcast, you can go and support us and send us money. Imagine that.
Imagine. And if you send us money, we won't have to send Alex off to do an episode of Forged in Fire.
Yeah. It's $10,000.
Is it? We're probably going to make more off this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're probably right. But actually, you know what? I think we should be saving for is a photo shoot. We had an idea for a photo shoot a while ago.
We did. We do have a great idea for a photo shoot.
I was so here's some incentive.
Yeah, we have a great idea for a photo shoot. And believe us when we tell you, you are going to want to see this end result. It's going to be iconic.
Do we keep it a secret for now?
We are keeping it a secret. We can't tell anybody.
Okay. Right. All I want to say is the word leash.
I think that might be a bit of a giveaway, but sure.
Fine. Oh, is it? Okay.
It's pretty famous, pretty iconic.
Okay.
Right. But it's going to be great. So send us all your money so we can get a photo shoot together so you can see this amazing, iconic moment.
It'll be worth it.
Sure will.
Okay, that's it. Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.